The Vermont Agency of Agriculture is coordinating a Northern Tier Dairy Summit. The intent is to find new initiatives that can help manage dairy farms outside of federal constraints. According to the State Agency of Agriculture, the goal of the summit is to develop actionable, timely, and responsive solutions to the current dairy economy. Sessions will assess what can be done to stabilize the industry and how to redefine one of the largest industries in the Northeast. Vermont Farm Bureau Legislative Director Jackie Folsom says the summit builds upon a similar meeting held last summer in Albany.
There were a lot of great ideas that came out of that, and some of them are still being discussed at cooperative levels. But I think Secretary Tebbets from the Agency of Agriculture here in Vermont thought he wanted to get more of a farmer perspective. There were a lot of industry and government people at the meeting in Albany, and I think he wanted to try to get it a little closer to the ground and talk about what was happening and how the farmers are looking to find solutions.
Vermont Agency of Agriculture Section Chief for Agricultural Development, Laura Ginsburg, is coordinating the upcoming summit.
After 4 years of very low milk prices, the state of Vermont has lost about 10% of its dairy farms this year. So we've gone from just under 800 to now just under 700 dairy farms. And the agency realized that we can't just sit back and hope that things will change. We need to start to take a more proactive stance and look at the other options that are out there instead of just assuming the status quo will be good enough going into the future. We want a better future for dairy.
With the goal to burrow down to the farm level to find alternatives, Folsom says the summit will provide opportunities to also discuss what is working.
One of the things I'm excited about is once the government gets back up and running, the programs that are available through the new farm bill. I'm hoping that the farmers who are there will be able to network a lot and talk about what is working as far as those new programs and what isn't working, and maybe give a little insight as to how they could be tweaked if they need to be, except for the fact farmers get together when their co-op meets. You don't often have an across-the-board meeting of farmers of all sizes, of all types of dairy farming. I mean, anytime you get farmers together and they start talking, you can always learn something from each other, and I'm hoping that is a big component of this meeting.
Funding from the Northern Borders Regional Commission will sponsor the registration, meals, and one night of lodging for 100 farmers from New York, New Hampshire, Maine, and Vermont to be chosen by lottery. Applications close Friday.
We're hopeful that voices from other states will attend and will speak up, because while Vermont is the largest producer of milk in New England, New York has a very large dairy population that's being impacted just the same as we are. And so we want to encourage cross-state, cross-regional dialogue and make sure that really that all farmers are coming up together.
The summit, scheduled for April 1st and 2nd at Jay Peak Resort, will not discuss larger national issues, such as ways to change dairy prices through the creation of a supply management system, because according to the agency, such issues are out of the direct control of individual farmers. There's more information at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.